A deer is driven by thirst to that cool stream of water. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 101. This is the podcast where we are reading through the Bible in a year, and I'm Steve Webb, your host. Welcome. I consider it an honor that you've decided to join me today. If you'd like to write to me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Today we're going to read Psalms 42 through 44. If you'd like to know what Bible translation I'm using today, that info is at bible.lifespringmedia.com, episode 101. Our gracious Heavenly Father, as we open your word today, I pray that you would speak to each one of us who hears. I pray, God, that you would open our hearts, open our ears to hear and our eyes to see what you have for us today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 42. Like a deer drinking from a stream, I reach out to you, my God. My soul thirsts for the living God. When can I go to meet with him? Instead of food, I have only tears day and night, as my enemies laugh at me and say, "Where is your God?" My heart breaks as I remember the pleasant times in the past, when I walked with the crowds as I led them up to God's temple. I remember the happy songs of praise as they celebrated the festival. Why am I so sad? Why am I so upset? I tell myself, "Wait for God's help. You will again be able to praise Him, your God, the one who will save you." In my sadness I say, "I will remember you from here on this small hill where Mount Hermon and the Jordan River meet." I hear the roar of the water coming from deep within the earth. It shouts to the water below as it tumbles down the waterfall, "God, your waves come one after another, crashing all around and over me." By day the Lord shows his faithful love, and at night I have a song for him, a prayer for the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, "Why have you forgotten me? Why must I suffer this sadness that my enemies have brought me? Their constant insults are killing me. They never stop asking, 'Where is your God?' Why am I so sad? Why am I so upset? I tell myself, 'Wait for God's help. You will again be able to praise him, your God, the one who will save you.'" Psalms chapter 43. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For you are the God of my strength. Why do you cast me off? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. And on the harp I will praise you, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Psalms chapter 44. Our God, our ancestors told us what wonders you worked, and we listened carefully. You chased off the nations by causing them trouble with your powerful arm. Then you let our ancestors take over their land. Their strength and weapons were not what won the land and gave them victory. You loved them and fought with your powerful arm and your shining glory. You are my God and King, and you give victory to the people of Jacob. By your great power, we knocked our enemies down and trampled on them. I don't depend on my arrows or my sword to save me, but you saved us from our hateful enemies, and you put them to shame. We boast about you, our God, and we are always grateful. But now you have rejected us. You don't lead us into battle, and we look foolish. You made us retreat, and our enemies have taken everything we own. You let us be slaughtered, like sheep, and you scattered us among the nations. You sold your people for little or nothing, and you earned no profit. You made us look foolish to our neighbors. People who live nearby insult us and sneer. Foreigners joke about us and shake their heads. I am embarrassed every day, and I blush with shame. But others mock and sneer as they watch my enemies take revenge on me. All this happened to us, though we didn't forget you or break our agreement. We always kept you in mind and followed your teaching. But you crushed us. and you covered us with deepest darkness where wild animals live. We did not forget you or lift our hands in prayer to foreign gods. You would have known it because you discover every secret thought. We face death all day for you. We are like sheep on their way to be slaughtered. Wake up, do something, Lord. Why are you sleeping? Don't desert us forever. Why do you keep looking away? Don't forget our sufferings and all our troubles. We are flat on the ground, holding on to the dust. Do something. Help us. Show how kind you are and come to our rescue. Many, many years ago, it seems like a whole other lifetime, I was an apprentice carpenter. The first job I ever had in this field was building condominiums in Palm Desert, California. Palm Desert is next door to Palm Springs, so yes, it's in the Southern California desert. And yes, the job was in the summer. I did some research before I started recording, and I looked up the temperatures in July and August of 1978, the year I had this job. Most every day, the temperature reached 110 degrees. We'd begin our day's work at 5 a.m., if memory serves, when the temperature was only about 85, but once the sun came up, the mercury would quickly rise. Verse 1 and 2 of Psalms 42 in the New Living Translation more accurately captures David's meaning than our translation today, the easy-to-read version. It says, "As the deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, the living God." Whenever I read this verse, I think of my time in Palm Desert. I know what it's like to long for fresh, cold water. I've also had times in my life where I felt spiritually that I was in a desert, separated from God. Now, to be sure, when I feel apart from God, it's my fault, because God doesn't change. If someone has drifted away, it's me that does the drifting. But God is faithful. He lets me do what I do. And as a good father, he lets me feel the consequences of my wandering ways. And without fail, I begin to thirst. I begin to long for his presence again. And I'm driven back into a sweet fellowship with him. I'll be honest. I currently have loved ones who've wandered away from God, and my fervent prayers to God for them is that they would experience this same longing for him that David wrote about, and that I myself have experienced. A deer is driven by thirst to that cool stream of water. My prayer is that my loved ones will be driven to the refreshing arms of a loving God. Have you experienced this in your own life? Do you have someone who's wandered from God or who needs to meet God for the first time? Tell me about it. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow, our scripture reading is Job 29 through 30. Speaking of someone who felt separated from God, I hope you'll join me. Please visit lifespringmedia.com/support. Pray about it. Ask what God would have you do. I'd appreciate it. I hope to see you back here tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here today. Bye.